Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Off Menu Podcast, the podcast that sounds so tasty you could eat it.
Ha ha!
Do we like that?
Yeah, that's very good.
Still trying to come up with the catchphrases of the podcast.
We did work for hours on that one.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah. Well, I'm Ed Gamble.
I'm James Acaster.
Yes, and I think we should explain what the podcast is at the top for any new listeners who might be joining us.
Good idea.
We speak to a different guest every week and get them to build their dream meal in our dream restaurant.
Best starter ever had. Best main, best side, best dessert, best drink.
That's the basics of it, isn't it?
Yep. We'll also be asking them what kind of water they want at the beginning and if they want poppadoms or bread.
Poppadoms or bread, we're just warning you, is noticeably louder than the rest of the podcast.
Very important.
Take you by surprise.
You got to shake them at the start.
Our guest this week is star of Skins, Joel Dommett.
Yes, he's no stranger to food.
I just think you could possibly say that about all our guests, James.
Yep, that's true. But, you know, I've seen Joel eat before. I can vouch for him.
Yeah, he does.
Can't vouch for everybody on this. But Joel likes food. He's also...
Saying people are no strangers to food suggests that food sees Joel and goes, all right, Joel?
Yeah, hello, Joel. How are you?
Yeah.
Most people would, though. Joel's a friendly person.
Yeah.
Anyone who sees Joel... I think I'd believe that food would do that.
Yeah.
Me too, actually. See you, Joel.
And he'd say, hello, food.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, food. This is literally brilliant. And then he'd eat the food.
And then he'd eat all the food, yeah. Especially if it was potato skins, because he's the star of Skins.
I'll tell you what you better not be eating, though. Goji berries.
Yes. Also, to let you know, we have a secret ingredient every week that me and James establish now in the intro. And if Joel mentions goji berries, he will be removed from the podcast.
Bad luck, Joel.
Bad luck, Joel. You better not bring up goji berries, you punk. So we're going to chat to Joel Dommett. He's a lovely man. I'm sure it's going to be a great chat.
Let's do it.
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
Oh, it's Joel Dommett. Hello, Joel.
I like that.
I'm starting it like you've just walked in.
Like I just
surprised.
Appeared in a poof of smoke.
Into the restaurant. Well, no, you're walking in a poof of smoke. I come in a poof of smoke. I'm a genie.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. I love the way Joel's immediately bought into it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wasn't aware you were a genie. James is the waiter and a genie in the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yes. You're the only one who's accepted it straight away. I'm glad.
You've got a way about you where I feel like you know more than me in a situation. So you say, Joel, this is happening. Like, oh yeah, yeah, okay,
yeah, yeah.
You've got like
and then
a
that's
command.
Got you into many sticky situations before. following my lead, assuming that
it's true. It's true. I just.
But I think you could still walk in a poof of smoke, especially if the genie's just appeared. You're sort of walking. You can walk through his poof.
Yeah, I'd love to just walk hand in hand in your poof, if that's okay.
Yes, stars in your eyes, it through my poof.
Yeah, can I sidecar in your poof?
Yeah,
Is that all right?
Psycho in my poof. That's the name of my new hip hop single. Psycho in my poof.
Well, welcome to the restaurant. If you just emerge from the poof and pop yourself down, that would be great.
I feel very much at ease.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear
which
it.
I think most people say when they don't feel at ease that
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, you don't trust them when they say stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like something they go, I'm just a really relaxed person. Just really relaxed.
I feel really great right now.
No one's ever said, I tell you what, I feel really at ease right now.
Mm.
I'm so chilled. This.
Ah.
It's like no one's ever relaxed by putting both their hands behind their head.
It's true.
You know, people in films relax on holiday, they recline.
Yeah.
Finally, I can relax.
That's how I thought as a teenager, how everyone had sex.
What? Had sex?
Did you not think that as well? Like,
no, because
I imagined all adults had put their hands behind their heads and then they thrust their hips. Like, that's how.
Just if you're sort of vaguely aware of Joel's work or you've not seen much of him, what you do need to know is that he's the weirdest man in the world.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Looks can be deceiving.
Yeah.
He's a very weird fellow. So how would that even work, Joel? Because like...
That's the thing, because I've tried it so many times.
You've tried it. You've tried... When you've been having sex, you've put your hands behind your head.
Yeah,
you... Is that how you lost your virginity, by doing that? Because you assume people had
that's
sex
you that assume way? People do it that way.
No,
that's not what I said. You can't... No. Don't tar me with this, bro.
When that's... Ed said you assume people do it that way, he meant you specifically.
Yeah, I didn't mean
you
everyone.
Turn that into the general, like, all of us. Yeah, oh yeah, you know how you do this. And
yeah,
like,
Ed told
not...
me to do it.
It's
because
no, so
you put your hands
us.
There, yeah. And then because that's—I don't know where I got it from. I think maybe I got it from Andy Morrissey.
He
was like the kid who had sex first in school,
right?
And he
not if he had it like that, he's lying. But
that's
like,
what
yeah.
I think. I think he's that kid who was like, "Oh yeah, I had sex last night." And he was just like, "Yeah."
Oh, and then he mimed it.
Yeah.
Like that,
oh,
so
and then I was like, "Oh, that's how people do it."
Yeah. I'd imagine there's people who think you have to have sex by like. Slapping the butt at the same time as well.
They get some mime people.
Classic
do.
Mime, isn't it?
They just all get all of their sexual information from like American comedy.
Yeah.
And like they're like, oh, right. So it's a person instead of a stool. Okay.
I think that's like a dance move where people have put their hands behind their head and thrust their hips.
Yeah.
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 It's not a real sex thing.
So you thought the Macarena was an instructional video?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, what? So at what point do you turn around? Do you like change ladies when you turn around, or is it the same lady?
Sorry, Joel, did you just say,
hey? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, did you? Sorry, but you have actually tried it.
I've tried it, yeah.
When was the last time you tried it?
Actually, not that long ago. Just, I mean, me and my fiance are in that place in our relationship where we can find sex funny, and you kind of go, you know, when you just kind of you try and spice it up by just
putting your hands behind your head,
behind your head, and you think, oh, this would be hilarious. It's hard to do it hands free. I found about that.
Well,
yeah, that's why people don't. That's why it's not as technique anyone's.
If I could just move us away
very
from this
smutty, I'm so
mucky
sorry.
Page
straight into the gutter with Joel.
This is a food podcast, not a sex podcast.
Right, welcome to the restaurant.
Thank you
first
so much.
Of all, can I get you some water, Joel? Would you like? No, I'm going to ask you if you want still tap or sparkling. And I mean, we've already been speaking about sparkling water and still water when you got here because you've arrived with a sparkling bottle of water that you've put whey protein in.
Yeah, it's it was sort of a concoction that I wouldn't do again, really. It's because the problem is you put the whey protein in and you need to shake it up, and sparkling water, it doesn't like that.
No.
Well,
it does. It likes it too much, I'd say. I think the sparkling
loves
water
it.
Is waiting for
so
that.
Exciting. Playing into its hands, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, he's shaking me.
And I like to do it with my hands by my head at all times. And it's, so it was kind of left for a while and... had lots of whey protein in it and it wasn't able to be shook. But now it's drinkable. It's absolutely drinkable. And you know what? It's absolutely addition. I love sparkling water. I really like it. It makes me feel fancy.
Also. Okay.
It
that's good.
Do you want me to get you some sparkling water?
Oh, I'd love some sparkling water. Yes, please.
Would you like some whey protein in it?
No. Can I have it clean, please? Pure.
Yeah, because clean sparkling water is what you would like.
Yes, I'd love that, please. It's always a hard decision, isn't it? Because... I always want to say sparkling. I prefer sparkling water to still, but we all want tap.
I think most people go tap. Don't
you know,
they?
Yeah. In America, they just give you tap water at every meal. They just hand it to you,
right?
And which they're obviously the sparkling water market is missing out there.
Mm.
But I, I just, that's what I love sparkling. And then when you're in a date situation, you're in a sticky situation when you're like, oh, I really want tap, but I don't want to seem like I'm a tap guy.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. Is that, would you worry about that? I'd You'd ordering about sparkling to show off?
Yeah, I think I'd probably, what I'd do, and this is wrong, I'd bring my own sparkling.
What?
And then they'd be like, oh, have you brought your own sparkling? I'm like, yeah.
So that you think that makes you seem less cheap than asking for tap water?
Genuinely,
when sparkling water?
I went on a couple of dates I was at the point in my life where I was doing meal prep and I just brought along like a little lunchbox. And I think looking back, it's one of the most unattractive things I've ever done in my life.
So this is why you're an interesting choice for this podcast, Joel. You're obviously a great friend of ours, a wonderful comedian.
Thank
but
you so
also
much.
Your relationship with food, you're a very in shape man. And I've been with you when you're doing meal prep and you're eating little foods out of boxes. You've turned up here with a fizzy protein shake.
Yeah.
Do you like food?
I actually do like food. Contrary to what I said on Saturday Kitchen when I said food is just fuel for me and I got so much hate.
Oh, yeah, you were quite right.
Terrible idea on Saturday Kitchen to just say food is fuel.
Yeah.
And
wait, when you went on Top Gear, just say fuel is food.
That's it. And
he's a wisecracking genie as well.
Oh, I wish you just said that out of your poof and then went back.
yeah. Goodbye.
And I just it's amazing though, food prep stuff. It just makes you. I ate in 2007. I think it was 2015. Mm. I ate a steak every day.
Every day?
Every single
day. What kind of a steak?
I didn't really mind. I don't really know the difference between them.
That is going to, I mean.
I feel like I'm really like.
Steak every day doesn't even know the difference. How would you have it cooked?
Kind of whatever, really.
What do you mean whatever?
I pop it in the pan. Sizzle,
you'd
sizzle.
So you'd fry it?
Yeah.
You fried a steak.
That's what frying is.
And was there any blood in it?
A little bit of blood. I just sort of cook it enough.
You basically did it medium.
Yeah, medium rare.
Rare.
Every day.
Well, that's what I try for, but that's what I order in a restaurant. But I don't really know how I cook it. And then I
you do well to fry a steak medium rare every day, I'd say.
Really?
I'd be surprised if you were doing that.
Do you not get heartburn?
I'm actually. Everyone asked me that, and actually, my bowels were great. It was fine. I think my bowels just got used to it.
Okay. You know that heartburn and your bowels are completely... No, it's not what Ed's asking you.
Is that a different thing?
Did you get heartburn? My bowels were fine?
Yeah. You thought you knew what question I was going to ask, Nick. You had the answer all lined up, didn't you?
I didn't know. Yeah. I have no idea. Does steak give you heartburn?
Well, it's just if you're eating that amount of red meat, I can't imagine it's good for anything, really. But apparently your bowels were fine.
Is it? Yeah. It was. Are you allowed to eat steak?
Am I allowed to eat steak?
Your needles and stuff?
With my needles. Oh. I eat it with a knife and fork, Joel. Oh. I'm trying to eat a lot less meat.
Okay.
Almost none, I'd say.
Almost none.
I watch Netflix documentaries and I'm like, well, I think that was about me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Making a murderer.
Yes.
Yeah. I killed that woman. I hope no one asked me about it.
Oh, no, that was me. That was totally me.
Eat the steak. So sorry to raise a hell back.
That's a name.
All right.
This is actually a very interesting podcast for me because I, on the last day in the jungle, was asked what my perfect meal would be.
Oh, yes.
And they make you whatever you want. So I've kind of, I've been asked this.
But is that still your perfect meal?
No, and this is why it's wonderful, because I feel like I'd make some edits.
Yeah.
Because also our dream restaurant, you can have any dish from any specific place in the world as well. So you don't need to worry. Yeah. It doesn't need to be a general preparation of that dish.
Yeah.
Because then in the jungle, you say, I'd like some strawberry cheesecake.
Yeah.
But with us, it could be like, there's a strawberry cheesecake I had in this one place, and that's the one I want.
Yeah.
You know, that's not... The jungle can't do that.
They can't do that. It's...
And, look, good news, just in case, because I know you're used to this now, you don't have to eat a kangaroo dick first.
Yeah.
We're not going to make you do a load of stuff and eat a load of balls and stuff, and then you get your favourite meal. You just get your favourite meal.
Unless your favourite meal is kangaroo
dick. It's kangaroo dick.
Yeah. Which case, no judgment.
What? Yeah. I mean, that's...
If you've got a taste for it in the jungle.
Because this is the dream restaurant, we can get you the biggest kangaroo dick.
Oh, so big.
It'd be this, like the biggest one you can
imagine. And because it's dream restaurant, specific kangaroo, if you wanted Skippy's dick.
Oh, yeah.
We could do it.
Skip his name.
Yeah.
So, oh, that'd be great. It's just, yeah, it's amazing how hungry you have to be like, oh, yeah, I'll have a bit of kangaroo dick.
Yeah.
It's actually fine. The shaft tastes better than the ball. I'll tell you that much for free.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would not pay you for that information.
No one.
No one asked for that.
Nobody would ever change hands there.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I want to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but
yes.
My wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Got your sparkling water.
Yes.
But also, I have to ask you, pom-poms on bread, Joel! Pom-poms on bread!
Such an angry genie. So angry.
Makes me laugh every time.
Pom-poms on bread. I'm going to go pom-poms.
Yeah.
Papa Don's?
Here we go. This
here
is exactly
go.
The
of
sort
course,
of thing I wanted
of course
from you, Joel.
Said Papa Don's his
is
whole
it
life.
Papa Don? Is it
of
Papa
course.
Don's?
Who else would have been saying Papa Don's?
Is it Papa Don's? Is it Papa Don's?
Yes, it's with an M. Papa
it's,
Don's.
It's not Papa Don's.
It's not Papa Don's.
Not Papa Don's like it's your Papa Don.
Papa Don's was a short-lived rival to Papa John's. They're
yeah.
from the same family. They're brothers.
I used to call my dad Papa Dom's.
Papa Dom's?
Yeah, Papa Dom's.
Hey, Papa Dom's. Papa Dom's.
You're going Papa
I mean,
Dom's.
You've even out of everyone we've met, have an easy way to remember how to say Papa Dom's if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Is that my dad is my Papa Dom. You could have even remembered it and you haven't. You've been called Papa Don's your whole life.
Papa Don's, but nobody's there to tell you the difference.
They are.
They
everyone's
are.
Always there your whole life when we just
Papa Don's.
We just straight away, as soon as you said Papa Don's just yeah. then picked you up on it. I can't
Papa
believe
Don's.
No one else has ever said to you
Papa Don's.
Surely an Indian waiter would have gone, so that's completely wrong.
No.
No, it's too polite. Waiters are too
yeah.
polite. They'll pick you up on pronunciation.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
Surely,
too
if I was on a table.
Thrusting in the corner with your hands behind your head.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm ordering for an Indian restaurant, yeah. There's so much other things going wrong.
Yeah.
Like, Papa Don's is going to be the least of their worries.
Sure.
I'm terrible in Indian restaurants because I'm so bad. I just don't. I've been to an Indian restaurant, I think, with you next to where we lived in Edinburgh. And it's just, I'm just one of those things. I just don't know what to order. I have no idea. So I'm just like, give me anything.
Poppadoms. And curry.
Rias here. Chicken karmar. Please.
But have you been in enough Indian restaurants to know what you like now? Like, haven't you had a curry that's really nice and then you're like, oh, that's what I'll get every time?
I had, I just realized naan is different to poppadoms.
Yeah.
Poppadoms.
You're still calling it
poppadoms? The poppadoms. Are the poppadoms the crisps?
Yeah, the big crisps.
Big crisps. Yeah. I don't like those.
You don't like them?
No, I prefer. Can I have bread, please?
Yeah. You change your order?
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you want naan bread? Is that what you want?
I want naan bread. Pashwari naan.
Oh, good.
Pronounce that right?
Kind of. Well, we did say poppadoms or bread, so naan bread I'll allow.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. And Peshwari naan specifically.
Pashwari naan is delicious.
It's too sweet.
Too sweet for a start, I'd say.
I'd have it with the curry. It's like little pockets of just sugar.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, it's cheat day.
But fair enough, if you
it's
want
cheat
it.
Day, I can have
if you
it.
Want it, you got it, mate.
I don't think I've ever had a different naan. I've always ordered that. But yeah, that's the one I love.
Okay, we'll come in right up.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And to start,
please. I think I'm going to go for nachos, please. I like nachos because you never know what size it's going to be when it arrives. Yeah, like I feel like when you order the nachos, they always arrive and everyone's like, oh, it's bigger. I thought it was going to be. I feel like always.
Great.
I feel like there's always this awkward situation where like you're sharing it, but there's always one crisp with loads of cheese on it and everyone is being polite and eating around that one
bit.
I
just take it.
No, I go straight for it.
And then that one, just one little try.
What are you having on the nachos?
Is there a choice or is you just... there's
it's just a dream restaurant.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you can just like... Is there anywhere where you got nachos that is the best nachos you've ever had?
Best nachos I've ever had in the world.
Yeah.
It was in Mexico.
Yeah.
And me and Nish Kumar, it was the day after I'd run the ultra marathon.
Which is how
tiny
long?
Little village.
How fast the ultra marathon?
32 miles. Oof. And I was so knackered. Yeah. I was just absolutely dead. And there was this little place that we were eating every day and it was... There's something about the guacamole there that was, it was just another level. I don't know what they put in it. It was just insane.
Avocados?
It was avocados.
Avocados, definitely.
Almost certainly. It was just amazing. And the nachos were just incredible. And we went in the last day and we were like, oh, can we have some nachos, please? And she was like, oh, we've run out of guacamole. And we were like, oh, no. And then Nish kicked off, and then and then we managed to get this massive bowl of guacamole. We made fresh guacamole for me and Nish, and we were supposed to wait for the rest of the crew to come and like eat with us. And we just polished off this entire bowl of guacamole, like it was huge. And we both just sat there, just like.
I love that you'd run an ultra marathon and Nish just polished off the
guacamole. Yeah, polished off the entire guacamole. Yeah.
That's his marathon.
Yeah,
a whole bowl of guacamole,
an ultra guac.
It was the worst. I ran this ultra marathon, and the worst part about it wasn't the fact that I ran it. It was the day before they had this energy drink. It's called Pinole, where Nish found it for me. And it's like this sort of made of like oil and grain and stuff.
Yeah.
And the day before we were like doing, he was like, Joel, I found you this Pinole. I was like, great. He's like, going to give you energy. And so I downed the entire bottle, the entire massive bottle. And I threw it on the floor and I ran around. I was like, no, I've got so much energy. And it was all really funny.
I can't help but listen to this and imagine it being acted out on Drunk History. I don't know why. This isn't the characters. Joel, I've got this too. Can you give me loads of energy? Yeah. Oh, I've got loads of energy
I
now.
Run round.
Yep, carry on.
And then the next day, I woke up and my bowels wouldn't shut. Like it was
opposite of steak.
Yeah,
yeah. Opposite of the steak is.
Could have done with some steak to stick. Honestly, I've never been like that.
Yeah,
I was on the toilet. Like it just was. I would get off the toilet 30 seconds later, I was back on, and it was just,
yeah,
everything was gone from my body.
Well, you know, first tip there, as soon as you said Nish found the drink for me, I was like, you're going to get diarrhea.
Bad stuff. Yeah.
Because Nish is never off the toilet. No. Nish actually enjoys having diarrhea. So anything, any food that you're given, Nish has gone out and found you, is not a good idea to eat.
It's such an amazing thing watching like how long it takes like a crew member to be influenced by Nish's like toilet talk.
Yeah.
Because like at the start of the thing, like it would be like a camera operator or something, and Nish would be like, I just did the biggest shit. And like, and that person would be like, oh no, Nish, stop it. Oh, that's disgusting, Nish. And then like 4 days in, like this camera operator would sit down and be like, I just did the massivest shit I've ever done. And we're like, oh God. Yeah, just everyone by the end. And so, I felt so ill.
Yeah.
And then the medic gave me loads of these pills to like bung me up. And then they put me in this costume to run the marathon in. And it was like a red tiny top and then a white skirt.
Right.
And all I could think
traditional,
of was
like, is like traditional dress.
Traditional dress.
Yeah. Well, so not costume, but.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably. It was this fancy dress.
Yeah, it's a stupid, funny costume for idiots.
It's really respectable, lovely outfit.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I was just scared that I was going to shit all over.
White skirt,
white
skirt is the absolute. I mean,
petrified.
There's a reason. Sounds like Nish really knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
If I'm honest,
yeah.
There's a reason why Nish doesn't wear a white skirt.
Yeah,
yes, ever. There is. Yeah, and I was just like, I'm going to shit myself before the first corner. Like, I'm going to shit down this white skirt. Everyone everyone in the village was watching. And then I was like, oh no! And then I went for it, and I didn't shit myself in the first corner. And then I carried on running around, and I ran the entire 32-mile marathon on one banana, and that was it.
Yeah.
And got to the end, and I just cried so much. And I can't remember when I started telling the story, but basically...
Oh, the nachos.
And then I ate the nachos, and it was the best. That's why it was the best meal ever, because it was like the first thing that I ate after doing that massive run on nothing, and nothing in my body, and it was the first most delicious. Nachos.
And was it just nachos and guac?
Yeah, just nachos and guac. I don't like spicy vibes. I don't like...
Uh-huh.
I don't trust jalapenos.
What don't you trust about them?
Because I feel like they're the poor person of peppers.
The poor person of peppers?
You know?
Peter Piper.
The poor person of peppers.
He picked the poor peppers. Because I think, you know, because they put them... They're like the bigger ones, and I feel like they're probably easily attainable compared to different peps.
Well, the peps they put on nachos are like pickled jalapenos.
Yeah. Oh, really? How did you say that?
Jalapenos.
Oh, yeah? Is that the correct...
That's what I would say.
Jalapenos.
But a fresh...
I'll say jalapenos.
Fresh jalapeno or jalapeno. I'm not going to argue it either
correct.
Way.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
A fresh one is delightful.
Papa Doms. It's like jalapenos on the Papa Doms.
Because I'm not a big fan of the pickled ones.
No.
I quite like the pickled ones. Oh. I like them.
I wouldn't have a pickled one on a nacho out of choice.
I'll you wouldn't?
If it's there. No.
I would. I would have it on there. I'd have chili, beef chili, cheese, pickled jalapenos, and guacamole.
Yeah, I'd do a sour cream.
Yeah, I'll probably get
sour cream to cool it down.
I've recently...
Salsa.
I always used to write sour cream off. Wasn't interested. Oh, I take it all back.
Yeah, back in great.
Was there a turning point?
I think there was. I can't remember what it was, though. There was something recently where I just started having sour cream with it, and it was just so good. But look, what was it? It was because it was... I had a party around my house.
Yeah.
Don't know why I find that funny.
Yeah. I know why, because it sounded like he was six. Carry on.
Yeah. Loads of people came over.
Party packs.
There was definitely a sour cream dip that was left behind. But what was I dipping in it? So I kept dipping something in it, and it was delicious.
Were your hands behind your head?
No. Hands, well, I could see them. And I was
like
dipping.
Kids book.
Yeah, what's I dipping in there?
What was I dipping in?
And then you had to fold back the bit. And you went, a carrot.
I dipped something real nice in there. And it was, I kept on exclaiming about it and telling people how delicious it was.
Well, it sounds like you.
I can't remember what it was.
Was it something unusual?
Hmm.
I don't think it was. Well, maybe it was a bit unusual.
Breadstick?
No. I did. There were breadsticks at the party, but I didn't. Oh, I nearly had it then.
This is so great to watch.
Joel, were you at the party?
I wasn't at the party. No, I think James was the only one at the party.
I wasn't at the party either.
Yeah, no, you guys weren't there.
I love breadsticks. Okay. You feel like a sort of a rabbit when you eat them.
Well, you of course did a show called Pretending to Smoke with a Breadstick.
Yes.
Yeah, and I ate so many breadsticks that month. So many breadsticks.
Did you get free breadsticks?
I didn't actually. I should have some sort of sponsor. When I find them impossible to eat slowly. You can't just put them.
You feel like a cartoon rabbit.
Oh yeah, you feel like one of those wood chopping machines.
Yeah.
That you see outside posh people's houses.
Yes.
It's like then it comes out the back.
Now we've done a good job filling for time there. Yep. So now we're going to go back to James and we're going to find out what he was doing.
I'm trying to think about it, but like...
Was it vegetables?
Mm.
Wasn't vegetables, no. It was...
Cucumbers. Little sausages?
Oh, it's going to really annoy me, isn't it? I'm not going to be able to move on until I thought about what it was that I loved dipping in the sour cream, and I absolutely loved it. And I remember being really excited. I'd bought all of the bowls of the nibbles myself, and there was... some lentil chips, but it wasn't those.
Pringles?
It wasn't Pringles. There
kettle chips.
Pita chips as well. It wasn't those.
That'd be good, though.
Oh, that would be good in sour cream. Oh, my Christ. What was it? Mm. It was so nice. And I was so...
Just your fingers.
Excited that I'd gone and got them. I got some...
Fingers.
Little poppadoms as well. Mm. It wasn't mini poppadoms. It wasn't those.
People call me mini poppadom.
Oh, yeah. Because you get to your dad's poppadom.
Yeah,
my dad's and your mini poppadom. Yeah, mini. I get it.
Poppadom, yeah.
That's nice. I like that.
So, moving on.
I don't trust white sauces. I'll say that. I'll throw that in the mix.
You have been hanging around
with Nish. Yeah.
I just.
We're both doing the same joke about Nish.
I just don't trust it. I don't.
Okay.
Obviously, subconsciously, it's something to do with certain basic sperm-based vibes.
Right.
But
right.
Not obviously.
That's not obvious.
No?
No, not obvious to anyone that would be why you wouldn't trust it. Because you think someone's jizzed on your food.
Yeah, maybe it's not. I just don't like mayonnaise. I don't like sour cream. I don't like bread sauce. Is that coming into it? What is bread sauce?
Well, hopefully no one's coming into it. That's the problem.
What is bread sauce?
Yes.
Well, what do you think might be in there?
I mean, I think obviously it's bread, but it doesn't taste as good as bread. It's got to be a sauce. It's got to be better than the thing.
I like bread sauce.
Bread sauce. What?
But none of this has to go on the nachos. This is your dream restaurant. So you've got guac on there.
Yeah.
And that's it. So you're just going nachos and guac.
Guac. Guac.
That's your starter.
Guac nachos and guac.
Personally, I would go...
God.
I tell you what I got.
What?
And it was poppadoms, but it was the Sensations poppadoms that are like the lime and coriander flavour.
Now, what did you have to look at on your phone to work out what that
photo
was?
Photo of the snack table.
Have you got pictures? I knew he's got pictures of the snack table.
But that's what I found, that eating those poppadoms, those mini poppadoms, Sensations poppadoms in that sour cream was the most delicious thing. It was so nice.
I'm really glad we got there.
For the main course, sir.
Main course, please. James A. Custer and Edward Gambale. I think I'm going to have chips and beans and sausages with cheese on top.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I am. This is the first time I've been angry on the podcast. Absolutely awful.
Well,
answer.
Joel, happy 7th birthday. Have you just been swimming?
I got my best badge.
Now, Ed had a guess of what you might say.
What
for
did
this
you think
one.
I was going to say?
And I think when you hear it,
I'm going to be like,
you're going to be like, I should have said
yeah.
that.
What did you think I was going to say?
Your mum's lasagna.
Yeah, it's a good shout. And I thought about putting that on the list. It's so good. And you guys both know my mum.
Yeah.
And she is a great culinary artist.
I've had your mum's lasagna.
Yeah, yeah.
So to speak.
It does sound bad, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds bad.
It does sound bad.
But I'll tell you the problem. It's got bechamel on it, which is... a white sauce.
White sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess you've never been scared that your mum's jizzed into your lasagna, right?
I trust her implicitly.
She wouldn't get a guy over to jizz in your lasagna.
She drank my piss once. Have I told you the story?
Oh, God.
No, but obviously don't pause. Just tell the story.
I went on a football tour when I was 16 years old.
So when you were 16, she drank your piss?
Yes. I don't know if it makes it better or worse. Is it thicker at that age?
No, it's just like, you know, it's just... I just feel weird about it. The younger you are, the weirder I feel about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it does feel that. It does feel that.
It's thicker.
No, you see it.
Thick piss when you're 16.
And I went on a football tour. Yeah. And I wasn't very good at football. I was the substitute. And we went on a bus all the way to Lloret de Mar.
Yeah.
And I played 2 minutes of football. I played two minutes of the last match. They didn't bring me on for the first one.
I can't help but feel this is extraneous detail.
It's extraneous. I'm just painting it for you so we can put it on Drunk Histories.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I sort of had a holiday with lads, you know. And so we were drinking for the first time. It was the first time I ever like vomited. Mm-hmm. And we bought loads of San Miguel beers.
Yes.
And there was this guy called Phil Williams. And I thought it would be funny to piss, because my piss was the same colour as San Miguel. And everyone talked about how my piss was the same colour as San Miguel.
What? How did they know that?
It's just common knowledge, isn't it, on the bus?
Not really.
Everyone knows about it on the bus.
Everyone knows what colour everyone's piss is.
And so I pissed into a bowl, same colour as San Miguel. I screwed the top back on. And
as thick as honey.
It was a real broth. And
treacly like piss.
Miso soup. And then put it back in Phil Williams' room. Because everyone was, I thought, he's going to drink this. Yeah. This is going to be hilarious. Didn't think anything, I don't know. And then I didn't hear anything for the rest of the holiday. And I assumed that he just either drank it, was embarrassed, put it away, whatever. I ended up taking loads of bottles of beer home with me in my suitcase. Because I thought... You know, I was a thrifty guy.
Yeah.
Put them back in the fridge when I got home. And and I mean, I think you can put the rest of it together.
Please yourself. Tell me on. No, I want to hear it.
I was in my room playing PlayStation. And I just remember my mum just shrieking from the kitchen to be like, Joel! Joel! What is in this bottle? And I was like, oh, I don't really know. And she was like, oh, I taste... Oh. And at that moment, I was like... She's drinking my piss.
This is a weird thing.
Did you tell her in that moment?
No, but I think she knew. I think you just get to a certain age and you just know that.
A mother knows.
A mother knows the taste of their son's piss.
That's Joel's.
You know? And it was weird. I think it's the closest we've ever been.
Yeah, she probably is getting people to chisel your lasagna if that's
to get me back.
So let's not beat around the bush, Joel. You've picked sausage, chips and beans with cheese on top.
Yes. So I picked this. I'm sorry for picking that, James. I apologise. But that is a meal that I had every single day in school. Every day.
So it's from the school canteen
From the school canteen. And I had sausage, chips and beans with cheese on the top, to the point where they knew it was my usual. Didn't even have to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, usual please, and they'd do that.
Yeah.
And
despite what was on offer, they'd go in the back and they'd whip you up sausage, chips and beans with cheese on top.
There wasn't really much on offer. It was my own sort of personal recipe. And I just remember it being the most delicious thing in the world. And then I'd have a chocolate donut. And then the drink that you turn upside down and you just bite the top off. The ones that you'd have the cup. You know, it's a cup with a film over the top. Yeah. And you turn it upside down. The cool guys would turn it upside down and bite the bottom off the cup and then squeeze it into your mouth.
Right.
Instead of using a straw.
You're supposed to puncture it with a straw, aren't you? But the cool guys would.
Cool guys. Right. Because straws are for dweebs.
Sure. Well, I think they are now. They're very bad for the environment.
Yeah, people are getting rid of them. But then certain people are running against the... Straws get rid of as well. You know, some certain people who need straws to be able to drink, you know, who might have disabilities, they think the straw ban is actually quite a bad thing. So, you know, I don't want to get in the middle of a straw war here.
Straw.
So either way, I personally am doing my best to cut down on straws because I don't need them.
Yeah.
Joel.
Yes.
Chips, any particular type? Are we talking standard chips, curly fries?
Absolutely standard chips. It was like a standard school meal before this bloody Jamie Oliver got involved.
So shit sausages as well.
Like shit sausages, the ones that kind of, you can really, like when you cut through it, you can see this, it's like thin skin that you're like, that's not a thing.
And it's just paste inside.
Inside. Like the cheese was like clearly like pre-grated, frozen still, took a while to melt.
Yeah.
Like, but I had every, and clearly if I had that meal now, I would be like, oh my God, that's disgusting. Mm-hmm. I'd feel sweaty and horrible.
Yeah. Which is why you've ordered it.
And yeah, that's exactly why you've ordered it in a restaurant where you can literally order anything you want from anywhere in the world.
And
yeah.
I've picked
you've ordered a meal that you know you would think is disgusting and the cheese is still frozen.
Yet, yeah. Imagine the nostalgia. Okay. You would taste it and you'd be like, ah, take me, hark, take me back.
So back to school. Was school happy? Was school happy days for you? You liked school?
Pretty happy days, actually. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was great. Like,
I've heard you talk about school on stage in a negative light.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, it was genuinely fine. Like, it was like, you know, everyone got bullied a little bit, didn't they?
Not at lunchtime if you're eating your sausages.
Like, I used to genuinely get lunch and just sit down, because if you're eating lunch, then you don't really get bullied. Mm-hmm. Like, that was what my thing. If I'm not in the playground, then I wouldn't get, you know, so I'd, but then I always felt like the queue for lunch was always just like,
that's
it was
prime
a treacherous
time.
Place.
Yeah. Like, or when you've got a full tray of food.
Yeah.
Come and knock the tray out of your hand.
Me and Steve Dunn, who you guys both know.
Yeah.
We absolutely loves our favorite thing to like have a full school meal and then just like pretend to trip up and throw it everywhere. That was our favourite thing that we used to do.
Did you do that with your sausage, chips and beans?
Yeah, we would usually eat it first, and so you just have an empty tray, but like with like loads of cutlery and stuff on it.
Yeah.
And then pretend to trip up, and you throw it everywhere, and then you'd be like, and everyone would look at you, and that was your way of getting attention.
That's basically clever. What I don't think I've ever said this before, but I think you deserve to be bullied.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed. Thank you. I think
you draw attention to yourself, to be fair, in a negative way, like this clumsy...
Yeah,
you and Steve Dunn have a funny old thing as well. When I went to a supermarket with you and Steve Dunn once, because you'd planned your perfect meal that you wanted to eat.
Yeah,
and they were going, "We're gonna have palominos."
Oh yeah,
and Steve and Joe were going, "Palominos," and they were going, "Palominos, a palominos," and I was like, "What is this? This crazy thing, palominos? It sounds Mexican. Are they gonna buy some spices?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "What is it?" They're like, "Oh, we get some bread, right? And some ham and some cheese, and we toast the sandwich." Ham and cheese toasty.
That's it. And you're calling it a palomino?
Well, we think that ham and cheese toasty, it's just like it deserves a name.
Yeah, and it's got one. It's a ham and cheese toasty. People don't call it a palomino.
But
like it's a fancy dish.
Don't call it a chicken korma. Chicken and cream and other things are in it.
Because there's loads of...
I should have picked something.
Because there's loads of ingredients in a chicken korma.
Yeah, but like sausage, what is it? Ham and cheese toasty.
Yeah.
Ham and cheese toasty. I just feel like it's such a staple of the English diet. Like and it's so delicious.
It so English that it deserves to be called a palomino.
And so, yes. And so we brainstormed some names of an afternoon, and we thought palomino was a great name for a ham and cheese toasty.
Do you know what a palomino is?
No, what is a palomino?
It's already a thing.
It's already a thing.
Yeah, it's a type of horse.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we should have Googled it. What's a palomino?
Palomino pony.
Palomino pony, mate.
You're all talking. You're all saying it to me as if that's the thing that people should know.
I hadn't heard of it before. Palomino. But it's been pretty funny that.
What's different between a palomino pony and a
ham and cheese toasty?
Yeah.
There's many differences.
So many differences.
Beans on toast. Baker's tattle.
A what?
A baker's tattle.
Tattle.
Yes.
Oh, this is what you and Steve.
Yeah. Beans on toast. Baker's tattle. I feel like that's a good one.
Baker's tattle.
Yeah, because everyone's... Yeah, it feels northern.
So the baker is the bread.
Because they're like, oh, tell you what, love, fancy a baker's tattle. Couldn't rustle me up a baker's tattle. And you do it. Because otherwise it's just beans on toast.
But and yet there's no name for sausage, chips, beans with cheese on top.
No, actually. That's just the usual.
Of course, fair enough. The usual.
Fair enough, yeah. That's just the usual. Yeah. And a side dish, sir?
Oh, a side dish. I think I'm going to go with sweet potato fries, because I feel like that's an absolute classic side.
I'm going to burn this restaurant to the ground.
I'm sorry. Why? What?
But this is on the side of your chips and sausage and beans.
Yeah, so I'm going to go extra because
chips and sweet potato fries.
Well, it's more for educational purposes, because people think that sweet potato fries are healthy. But they're the same as normal chips. They're actually the same, because people are like, whoever's doing the PR for sweet potato fries, it's absolutely smashing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's more fibre.
There's different things in it, you know. But it's like different.
Here comes the science. Go for it.
Different things in it.
This is about to be like a toothpaste advert.
Different things in it. Yeah.
There's different stuff in them both. But yes. They're not necessarily
the same thing as what you're
saying. They're not the same thing.
If you're deep frying something, it's still, you know.
Exactly.
It's still bad.
Yeah.
So you're trying to educate people on nutrition by having both chips and sweet potato fries in the same meal. Right?
And then I'd put them both together. I'd take an Instagram snap of it and I'd say something beneath it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
like I say, did you realize these actually have the same bad properties?
Yeah.
They're tastier.
They are tastier. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
I really do not like sweet potato because I don't think sweet potato is my favorite vegetable. I'm going to say yes.
Okay. That's good.
That or parsnips.
Parsnips are good.
Yeah, sure.
Parsnips and sweet potato fries. For me, it's just sweet potato. It's just sweet potato mash is the best thing in the world. It's just amazing.
So that's not your side.
I should have picked sweet potato mash.
Sweet potato mash is not your side. Sweet potato fries are. Is that
sweet
right?
No, because remember, the educational element.
Yeah, the educational.
Because you want to teach people.
I'm a man of the people. I'm a man of the people.
Yeah. So you come in and you've ordered a meal that you are aware that now as an adult will taste disgusting to you, and you've accompanied it with a completely redundant side dish just to educate people on Instagram.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm sticking to
with
guns.
It. Right, there's your side, sweet potato fries.
Very hipster, isn't it, sweet potato fries?
They're very old.
There's a time when I feel like salted caramel, sweet potato fries, and pulled pork all at the same time suddenly rose up.
Yeah.
And halloumi.
Yeah.
It was silly.
Halloumi, I should have picked halloumi. Halloumi is just like the best. It's the best thing in the world.
It is. Right,
so sweet potato mash just got very, very short time at the top there for sweet potato mash, toppled by halloumi.
It's just, tell you what, there's never been a time that I've put halloumi in my mouth where I've not made my own white sauce. That was too much, wasn't it?
I loved it.
Wasn't too much. Definitely going to keep it in. If the audience don't have to, you know, experience the look you gave both of us afterwards. You said it and then looked at Ed, looked at me.
It was a real appeal for a laugh smile on your because face you knew that if it didn't get a laugh, you would have to confront yourself with how disgusting.
Yeah, that you made your own white sauce in your pants.
Unless you literally mean you make a specific sauce for it in the kitchen because you want to, it's a good side.
Absolutely. I was talking about sour cream.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. For the little problems.
You sour your own cream.
Halloumi is the best. And also, I think.
I absolutely cannot believe that for most of your courses so far, we have named other things and you've gone, I love that so much more. It's like infinitely more than the thing that I named earlier.
I should have had chat.
I would say you are completely ambivalent about sweet potato fries. I don't think you care about them whatsoever. At all. And sweet potato mash, which is just one step removed from it, love.
Yeah.
And then halloumi is like, it's like a perfectly acceptable side dish.
Yeah.
Halloumi fries you can have. You can have halloumi just as it's,
We should have done a podcast before the podcast.
Yeah.
To remind you what food you like.
The podcast you've come on is Joel names the first foods he's thought of.
Yeah.
Here we are. That's what's happening. Joel, what drink are you having to accompany this?
Well, I think I'd have a protein shake. I do like protein shakes. I really love them. I have them all the time. I have this new one, which is absolutely delicious. It has a little bit of strawberry in it.
Yes.
It's just really just tangy, lovely.
What's it called?
It's an Optimum Nutrition one, not being paid by them.
Yeah.
And before I go to bed, I have a casein protein, which is like...
You have a protein shake before you go to bed?
Yeah.
Just because you've got to work out in your drink.
I've seen him do this.
Yeah. And then I also have that. I spread that over my porridge in the mornings. I love porridge. I really love porridge. Sometimes.
Another thing that you like more than anything you've listed today.
Yeah.
Could have been your starter. Yeah.
Could have been. Yeah. Sometimes I go to bed early, so porridge time comes quicker.
Really?
Sometimes you're just like,
I love that.
You're like sat there and you're like, oh, I could watch something else on Netflix, or I could just go to bed early and then porridge time comes.
Do you ever struggle getting to sleep because you're so excited about the porridge the next day?
Like, actually, yes.
Hmm.
So we've got protein shake to drink. And then what you're having for pudding?
Pudding time.
I now, think you know what I'm going to have for pudding, right?
Oh, you think that I know what you're going to have for pudding?
Do you know?
Oh, so I should know this then.
Well, it was a thing that I actually really love. I've gone through an interesting sort of curve with it because I loved it and I said that I loved it a couple of times on I'm Sober, Get Me Out of Here. And then everyone started buying them for me and every TV show I was on, they kept on giving them to me to the point where I hated it. And then I was like, ugh. And then for a whole year, didn't have any. And now I'm back. I'm fully back in.
Back on.
Absolutely love it again. And, you know, it's like new metal. I feel like it's really back.
It's coming back, yeah.
It's really coming back and it's cool again in my mind. It's strawberry cheesecake.
Strawberry cheesecake.
Strawberry and white chocolate, to be specific, actually.
Very nice. And is it from a specific place?
Actually, so there's one that I never actually got to eat. There was one. No, actually, you know what? Yes, I did eat it. I'm going to have this one instead. There was when you come out of the jungle, they tell you, the doctors always like, don't have dairy straight away. Like, chill out with the dairy. Everything else, they're like, just eat slowly. But because you're so skinny and you haven't had dairy, coffee, sugar for a month, essentially. Uh-huh. And I completely ignored that information and I ate two whole cheesecakes, like
literally the opposite of what they told you to do.
Couldn't more be the opposite. And because someone left one in my room.
I love the idea of you eating it as the doctor's leaving as
they got me one in my room, so I went back to my hotel room and there was honestly the most amazing cheesecake. Like, it was had like the melted white chocolate on the top. And it was, it was so good.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it was actually that good or whether it was good because I hadn't eaten anything.
Sure.
But it was so good. I ate the whole thing and it was thick. Like, it was like this big, I'm saying like that tall.
Okay.
I ate the whole thing before I went to the after party.
That's like, just for the people at home, that's like what Joel mimed there, I'd say, is like a quarter of an entire cheesecake. Oh, no, are you doing it? You're miming a whole cheesecake.
Whole cheesecake. Yeah.
Oh, so hold on.
I'd say like.
Oh, so there was
small steering.
There was not a slice of cheesecake in there. You had a whole wheel of cheesecake.
I'm not talking slices.
Okay.
I'm talking.
And you ate the whole thing?
Entire pie chart.
You ate the whole thing?
Whole thing. I'm not even joking. Whole thing. I just couldn't stop.
Yeah.
I just couldn't stop putting it in my mouth.
Yeah.
And then, in fact, I think I ate like three quarters of it, then went to the after party, came back. Left there pretty quick because it was really weirding me out. And then I ate the other quarter, went to bed for probably about half an hour.
Right.
And then I woke up and I have never vomited like that in all of my life.
Right, yeah.
Like, it was like...
It's almost as if they should get a doctor to tell you to avoid dairy.
I know. They should have warned me about it. But it was like from the soul vomiting. You know, it wasn't like... I don't think I've ever really vomited when I've not been drunk. It was just like... but it was painful, but it also, because it was so soon after eating the cheesecake, it still tasted of cheesecake.
And you liked it.
And so you were like, oh, this is painful, but it's so delicious.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it was kind of delicious.
So that's what you want for dessert, is it? The thing that made you vomit from your soul?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That you pooped up so much.
Yeah.
Should we run through Mr. Genie? Should we take Joel through his order and see if, well, we know he regrets it.
Yes. Mini Papa Domit. This is what you ordered. You would like some sparkling water that you've bought from home. Some naan bread. Some nachos from Mexico after you've done the marathon with the homemade guacamole. You'd like some chips, beans, sausages and cheese from your school canteen. A side of sweet potato fries with those.
Regret that.
A protein shake that has a little bit of strawberry in it. Mm. And a strawberry and white chocolate cheesecake that once made you sick.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
I regret about half of those.
Yeah. It's been, look, I've had a lovely time doing this.
Yeah.
And you've been a wonderful guest, Joel.
Yes.
But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that is the worst meal we've had on the podcast.
Oh, what?
So far.
Well, Joel, the like base level like criteria for it is that the guest enjoys the food.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have chosen a meal that you thought of about five different meals during that you would infinitely prefer.
Yeah, it's true.
To what you ordered.
Hey, guys. The journey, not the destination. Sometimes if you just say a phrase, then it kind of
the journey, not the destination. Yeah. Even though you've even told a story during this where you had a horrible journey running around trying not to shit yourself, and then the destination was sitting and having guacamole, and it was great.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's the journey, not the destination. But there's not many journeys where you go on that halfway through you go, I've come the wrong way.
Yeah,
that's what this journey was.
That's true. We've lost the battle, but we've won the war.
There we go. Okay. And what better way to end? Thank you so much for coming, Joel.
Thank you so much, Joel.
Thank you so much for having me in your lovely restaurant. It's really delicious.
Well, the toilet's just over there if you want to go and be horribly sick. That was Joel Dommett. And his dream meal.
Well done.
I'm assuming that went well. I'm assuming he turned up because we're recording this before he's even arrived.
Yeah, you got to rush off after we've finished talking to Joel.
I've got a meeting about a hot new project. No, I'm not going to give you any details about it, but safe to say...
Sounds like someone's doing Strictly.
I think I'm getting picked up off this.
Are you going to do Strictly?
You're
going to succumb to the curse?
You'd do it, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, because I'd love to be cursed.
So Joel Dobbitt there built his perfect meal. I don't know what it's going to be.
No, but you know, he'll definitely, I would wager at some point he said something deliberately to wind us up.
What?
One of the courses will be something that he knows we'll hate and he'll be really excited to say it.
Right, okay. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting him and chatting about that.
Yes.
But he was a wonderful guest. I'm sure we can all agree. The timelines are a bit messed up now. I continue to be on tour in January through till May.
Congrats.
Thank you very much.
I'm on tour next year as well. I haven't... I forgot to mention that last time. Yes, jamesacaster.com for tickets.
Yeah. Where are you going on tour?
All around Britain. And the Edinburgh Comedy Festival next year.
You're doing Edinburgh?
2 weeks. Not the whole thing. And I plan to do a venue that's not in the centre.
The castle.
Not in the hub. Yeah, maybe in one of the turrets of the castle.
Tattoo. So go and watch James at the Tattoo next year, and I'll be on tour all around the UK and then probably on holiday in Greece. So lovely to hear from you. Bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.